bleed red.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Red.
This week's episode.
Greetings, me hearties.
Other pirate things.
Shiver me timbers.
Yeah. What other things do pirates say?
Wind in your sails.
Do they?
That's what the parrot says.
Oh. Pieces of eight. That as well.
Yeah.
Hello, fucking hell, yeah. What film are we doing today, Tom?
Oh, we did, buddy. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Which is, I always thought it was a bit weird that it's like set in the Caribbean. Just because it seems like the Caribbean part of it, even on the ride, is such like a non-factor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I guess it's just, I've been rum. Like, pirates drink rum, so maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, so if we're setting this pirate film in the Caribbean, we're going to have most of the cast is going to be, you know, it's going to be black then, right? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't be silly. No, Johnny Depp and Orlando Bloom.
No, this is firmly going to be set when the slave trade was fucking happening.
Yes, Pirates of the Colonial
in, like, the
Caribbean.
Party way. Yeah,
back when the slave trade was hip hop and happening.
God, yeah, like even on the ride, there's not like any black animatronics on the ride.
I mean, that ride was made in the 60s.
Yeah, so which is why I think it's weird that, like, you could have just called it, like, the Pirates, right?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't make it a Pirates of the Caribbean, just seemed like such, like, it's just a weird, like, add-on that doesn't really mean anything in the context of the film or the ride. But alas, here we are. I would like to dedicate this episode to one of our fans, because she's, like, the hugest Johnny Depp and Pirates fan. So I would like to dedicate this Pirates of the Caribbean episode to Abigail Bailey, and hope you fucking love this episode, you cheeky bitch.
Back in the olden days, back when Keira Knightley was just a little girl.
Yes, back when she still couldn't act. Oh God, her and that fucking chin. Oh God, yeah, she's on a fucking boat in the middle of the sea, as that's where boats tend to hang out.
Yeah, yeah, directly in the middle of the sea.
Yeah, she's like, sail away, sail away, sail away.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. Enya's there with her. Enya's always been alive. Oh God, in the distance, fucking Keira sees a boy on a raft.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, there's a boy on a raft.
Oh, there's a boy in a raft! Dad! And the captain of the ship and her dad are like, ew, get it out, get it out.
Yeah.
And they fish him out of the water, and Keira tends to him and sees a little pirate medallion on his chest.
Yeah, and she's like, oh no.
Who's a fucking pirate?
Also shiny, yoink.
Yeah. So she puts it on herself. And then they're like, what is this boy? And she's like, I don't know. He's definitely not a pirate.
Well, why would you say that?
I don't know. I just want to make sure that you don't think for a second that he's a pirate that had a doubloon around his neck.
Well, that's some suspicious terminology that you know there.
No, it's not. Why would he be a pirate that's off of that pirated ship with an Aztec gold coin around his neck that belongs to his dead pirate father?
She makes a solid case.
Yes, anyway, I have to go and have some orange juice now. Bye.
Don't want to get scurvy.
But yeah, and there's like a burning ship in the distance that was a pirate ship. Do they see the pirate ship sailing away from the burning ship? Or is the pirate ship the burning ship?
Keira Knightley does. Well, the actress that isn't Keira Knightley yet.
Yeah.
The kid does. She sees the sort of ghostly black pearl
sailing away from the burning ship.
Yeah.
Right, I see, okay. No, 8 years later, Lieutenant Norrington is, he's the same age, it seems, but Kira's all grown up,
yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, she fucking harbours the doubloon in her closet and in her chest.
Yes. Where shall I harbour it today?
Yeah, should I fucking tie it around my labia so it looks like a little pendulum on a TikTok clock? And we'll turn
yes, yes, I think I shall.
Yeah. And fucking Will Turner, who's all grown up now and is Orlando Bloom, fucking shows up at her dad's house to deliver her dad a sword.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's the finest sword this side of the Mississippi. And he's, because he's a blacksmith.
Yes, indeed he is.
And he's all in love with Elizabeth and she's in love with him, but they can't be together because he's a blacksmith and she's a noble woman, I guess.
Yeah.
She's the son of a preacher man. And then later that day, fucking Lieutenant Norrington is like, Elizabeth, I want to marry you.
And she's like, oh, but I'm wearing this corset and it's ever so tight.
It's ever so tight. And when it's tight, I can't urinate. And when I can't urinate, my bladder backs up and it bursts and poisons me.
Look, I can shoot urine from my nostrils.
It's incredibly painful.
It's not how the human anatomy works at all. I don't understand it one bit.
And yeah, because he's proposing to her on top of like a turret or something, or like a castle shootout place.
Yes, a precipitous drop.
A cannon hideaway or... What, sorry?
I said a precipitous drop.
Yeah, she's like, ugh, and she falls.
Ugh, marriage.
And as she falls, and meanwhile, on the other side of the island, Jack Sparrow's arrived looking all cool. And what I will say, he fucking ruined it with all the sequels, but what a fucking revelation this performance was when it first happened.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, and I remember, because he got nominated for the Oscar for this, and I remember, like, that being so cool, because, like, films like this are never nominated for, like, those kinds of Oscars, and they're, like, nominated for, like, this CGI and like the set decoration and that kind of shit, but like never like acting or writing and stuff. So the fact he did was like such a, it was just so awesome.
I remember I read on the wiki that the director and a lot of the funders, you know, the movie mogul funding people, or the people involved in the movie at an executive level, were really like concerned and confused about the way he was doing the character.
Yeah, I heard. I remember watching an interview with him. Maybe it was on Jonathan Ross, and he said that was a thing. And he said, like, well, see, if you let me do this, or you can fire me. But either way, you've got
to do it. It was like, you've seen my work. You know, these are the choices I'm making. You know, this is what I do. I'm going to do it this way, or let me go.
Yeah.
So they just let him do it.
Which is like, oh, I don't know, I love that. Yeah. And it's such a, because I mean, like, it might have not worked.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have to have a certain amount of clout before you can get away with that, I feel.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, fucking hell. Yeah, he's arrived at Port Royal, and he's like, I need a new ship, so I'm going to fight and steal one. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And he does. He commandeers the Commodore's ship. I didn't know the Commodore's was like a title. I thought it was just the name of Lionel Richie's band. So I was like, oh, okay. Anyway, so he steals the ship, and as he's stealing the ship, he sees Keira Knightley fall into the water. And he's like, ah, oh, it's my pirate code to save a maiden. And he jumps into the water, and he fucking rescues her and rips off her corset, rubs her tits until she comes back to life. See, magic pirate rubs. Yeah. Anyway, fucking hell, so the Norrington shows up, and he's like, ah, you pirate! Jack's like, yes.
Excuse me?
You Jack Sparrow? He's like, yes, I am Jack Sparrow. He's like, you're the worst pirate I've ever seen. He's like, but you have... No, you're the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
I was like, oh, touche. Touche.
But I'm dumb touche.
Yeah. And then he kidnaps Keira Knightley, and he's like, a life for a life, an eye for an eye, spoon for a spoon.
Whistle for a tune.
Ah, oh, says Norrington. And Jack escapes. And
Jack's like, don't join in, you can't do it.
Oh god. So Jack runs and hides out in Turner's blacksmith.
Yeah. And has some, it's a little bit of commotion and shenanigans to try and get the irons off his hands.
Yeah, he does the locomotion.
Yeah. And then Orlando Bloom walks in on him doing the dance moves, and he's like,
he's like, ah. Oh, I forgot forgot the words. Damn it. Alas, said Jack Sparrow. And then Alana's like, I can help you with that. I know the words.
And I practice with them 3 hours a day.
Yes, just in case that's the key to Elizabeth Swann's heart, the locomotion. Come on, do the locomotion with me. You got to swing your hips now. Come on, baby, like that. And Jack's like, while you've been saying all this, I've been reaching for the door. But he almost leaves, and then he doesn't, and then Orlando Bloom knocks him out, and fucking Norrington shows up.
The blacksmith, the owner of the blacksmith shop knocks him out, yeah.
And then Norrington comes up and is like, well done, owner of the blacksmith shop. Here's 10 denarii for your troubles. And then he fucking takes Jack and throws him into jail.
Yeah. Oh, not jail. I bloody hate jail.
I hate jail. It's like fucking... I hate jail when you're in individual cubicles.
Why do all those others get to be in the same one?
Yeah. Why do they all get to bum rape each other? And all I have is this thigh bone.
I want to be another bum rape. I'm a pirate.
Oh, bum raping is a pirate's life for me.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of bum rape.
Buggery, even. So that night, basically, because Elizabeth fell into the water wearing the medallion sent out like a shockwave that summons the Black Peel.
Yes, the Black Pear! Exclamation mark.
Yeah. And then fucking that night, fucking pirates attack!
Yeah, the Black Pearl arrives.
And Jack's start blowing up the place. Yeah, and then fucking Elizabeth is captured by the pirates, and she's like, parley! I claim parley, you got to take me to your captain.
Yes, take me to your leader.
Yes, and they do, and then Barbossa's like, hey, all right, let's lassen. See you.
Excuse me?
My name's Geoffrey Rush, and I'm really Australian. I'm really Australian, but I'm trying to do a...
Is he actually Australian?
Yeah. But he's doing a great pirate accent.
Yeah.
It's like, it speaks to his talent that he does a proper, like, stereotypical generic pirate accent and makes it sound great.
Yeah, yeah. I never questioned his accent once.
Yeah, like, where is the accent even from? Like...
I don't know, like West Country sort of thing, but...
I mean, it must be, right?
Well, I think what it's from is the original film adaptation of Treasure Island, where the character,
really?
the character who played Long John Silver decided to give him the voice that goes, "Arr, Jim Ladd," and talks like that, and that's what all, like, modern pirate voices are based off.
Wow, okay.
I think.
Right.
Okay. I could be wrong on that, but I can't remember where I heard that, but I have heard that.
Also, there's not a single Caribbean accent in this film,
except the woman who's inexplicably part of the crew.
Oh, Zoe Saldana.
Sure.
Yeah, she played like the blue woman in Avatar, and she's really famous. Anyway, I guess it wasn't very good because I didn't, like, remember picking up on it.
Yeah. There's very little, apart from the scenery, there's very little Caribbean about this film.
Yeah.
The scenery, like, and the rum.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, when she's on the ship, she's like, oh, my name is Elizabeth Turner. And then he's like, ah, Turner, you say.
Turner. I got something for you in a turn.
It's the wheel at the front of the ship.
Arr, take the helm, lass.
I've always wanted a woman captain. I'm progressive like that.
I'm demoting myself to first mate. You be the captain now.
Yes, I will serve you like you're my master.
Can I clean your feet?
Can I clean your feet with me hair like my name was Mary Magdalene? Yeah, and then she threatens to drop the doubloon into the ocean. And he's like, go on, do what you want with it, lassie. And she goes to do it, and they're like, oh, no, don't do that. And she's like, so it is worth something then. He's like, aye, you drive a hard bargain, missy. Yeah. But yeah, he tells her the legend of the doubloon.
Yeah.
Does he tell her then?
Or is it later? Well, it's a bit later on, but it's only in a couple of scenes, I think.
Okay, yes, it makes her put on a dress and eat an apple.
Yeah.
And then she stabs him, and he's like, your nose won't work on me, Missy. I'll tell you why.
I'll spin your tail.
I'll weave some lovely storytelling yarn out of me beard, and that'll give you a story. Like a lovely pirate tapestry made of your own hair. Yeah, he's like, we stole a bunch of gold from a cave, and then it turned out that the gold was cursed, you see. And basically, like, all of them are immortal until they return all the gold.
And the blood of each person who took gold from the chest.
I don't think it is blood, is it? Is it only... Yeah. Is that why? Because I did wonder why Bootstrap Bill was blood was so important.
Because so everyone who took gold from the chest is cursed until all the pieces of gold are returned, and everyone who took gold from the chest has repaid blood to it.
So all of them have already put blood into the casket.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a throwaway line, because I thought that as well. I was like, why is it only this one guy? But he does say, all of you among us, when they're about to do the ritual on Keira Knightley for the first time, he's like, all of you have made the blood sacrifice, and they all go, yeah! And then there's one more to go.
Right, okay, yeah. That makes so much more sense. Okay, yeah. Man, they should have said that earlier, because that's kind of important. Anyway, like, Will Orlando Bloom goes to Jack, and he's like, Jack, I'm going to get you out so we can go save Elizabeth.
Yes. And he's like, all right, mate, yeah. Tell me your name, and I'll change my mind.
Yeah. And you're Will Turner, you say. I used to know Will Turner. He used to fuck me in the arse.
Not like those type bastards in the cell next door.
Tell me, Will, you like your dads? And they make a deal with Jack, because Jack wants to reclaim the ship. Because he was captain before Barbossa staged a mutiny and marooned Jack on an island. And this is all before the gold was found and taken.
Yeah.
So the two commandeer a ship.
Yeah, in a very clever ruse. They make it look like they're going to steal one ship and then make the Navy get another ship ready, sail out to them, and then switcheroo.
Yeah, I didn't really understand what happened in this bit. Like, I knew what was happening because they say as much, but I was like, I didn't really see that happen.
Yeah.
I was watching it on, like, double speed. You miss a lot. Alas. They go to some island to enlist a guy.
They go to
Gibbs.
Tortuga.
Yeah, is that a real Caribbean island?
I don't know. It means tortoise in Spanish.
Ah.
That's all I know.
They go to tortoise.
We're going to go to tortoise and get a crew.
A crew of turtles, which is weird.
Sea turtles.
We call them Surtles or Teas.
When a pirate invites you round for tea,
you must know what you get. He wants you to massacre a bucket of baby turtles right in front of his mom. And then, so they assemble the crew, and one of them is Zoe Saldana, and she's like, you stole me ship, man. And Jack's like, how about you have this ship? And she's like, okay. So she becomes the captain of the ship, I guess. Or she gets, like, a deal where she's going to get the ship at
like
the end.
Once,
there's some sort
once
of
they get the pearl back, yeah.
Yeah. Then they chase the pearl to Isla de Muerta.
Yes.
And Will and Jack fucking swim into a cave and find the pirates with fucking Keira Knightley bent over a crate.
Yeah.
And Will's
underbite,
like,
underbite thrust out on full display.
I'm going to carve her chin right off. He says,
it's been pissing me off this whole time.
Maybe your acting will improve once I do.
Once you're missing your bottom jaw completely.
Maybe it'll be less wooden. And Will's like, oh no, he's got her over a chest. Let's just wait and see what happens. But it turns out they're not going to fucking kill her. They're just going to, like, cut her hand.
Yes.
And coat the coin in it. And they drop the coin in, but obviously Elizabeth is not really fucking Elizabeth Turner. She's Elizabeth Swan, so her blood means fuck all.
Yeah, we don't need swan blood in here.
Yeah. I Hey, I hear you're protected by the Queen. but yeah, Will, like, while everyone's looking the other way, basically, Will rescues Elizabeth.
Yeah, they throw her. He throws her aside. Barbossa throws her aside when he realizes she's useless.
And then Jack's captured in this moment.
Yeah.
Will, I can't remember how.
Will knocked Jack out. Because he was
right.
No, I'm not going to stand here and not do anything stupid. I'm going to whack you in the head with a lamp pole instead.
Yeah.
And so then Jack wakes up and sort of stumbles about and then gets captured by the...
Yeah. And then Jack's like, parley, parley, take me to Captain. They're like, fucking hell, why's everyone doing parley?
Yeah, why do we have this as a rule?
Yeah. Also, we're pirates. Why do we follow rules?
Mm.
And Barbossa's like, hey, I said earlier, they're more like guidelines. Anyway, fucking hell, Jack is taken to Barbossa. And Barbossa's like, something. Put him in the lock.
Yeah, get him in the brig.
Yeah, make sure you lock the door. Use keys this time. And then the other shit that the other people are on, apparently the Pearl destroys. I was like, when did that happen?
They chase it down, yeah.
But they still have a ship. Oh, because they commandeer the other ship at the end, don't they?
Yeah, the end, yeah. They chase down the Interceptor.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this is where they do the thing with the cannons, where Elizabeth's like, lay the anchor down on the starboard side, and everyone's like, you're crazy!
Crazy old Elizabeth. yeah, there's a lot happens that is kind of like when I was watching it, it made sense. Like reading it back on the wiki, I was like,
it's a very dense plot. Like a lot happens.
Yeah, I feel like Arr!
Aye.
So Will gets like he gets on board the ship and he's like, Barbossa, take me in exchange for Elizabeth.
Take me, Barbossa.
Yeah, just set her free. And then Barbossa puts her on the plank. And Will's like, yo, you broke our deal. And he's like, hey, you wanted me to set her free. You didn't say why.
Gah.
So she falls into the water, and then, but it's quite close to a beach.
Yeah,
so
it's actually really fucking far away from that. That swim to that island would have been
right.
No
I thought the exact same thing. So when they made it, her and Jack, who both get like pushed overboard, made it to the beach. I was like, one, you probably would have been eaten by now.
They would have needed to be a lot closer. There would have still been currents, like swimming back to as far away from they were, swimming to that island.
For sure.
Gosh.
Oh, God.
Anyway, they get there.
Yeah. And Jack's like, and then it turns out Jack, because there's this whole like thing about no one can believe that Jack survived after he was marooned on a ship. But it turns out the island he was marooned on was like sort of like a merchant pickup point place or something.
Yeah, it was like where rum merchants have, you know, have a whole cache of stock and stuff, and they would come and as part of their trade route or
so
whatever.
He was only there for like 3 days, and Elizabeth was like, fucking hell, that's nothing.
Yeah, you just sat on a bunch getting pissed for 3 days.
Yeah, let's do the same now. And fucking Keira Knightley acting drunk is maybe the most upsetting thing I've ever fucking hell. Yeah, it turns out she was making a smoke signal.
Yeah, she was smoking cigars the whole time.
Bellows. Oh, okay.
That too, while smoking a cigar.
Yeah, she was distracting Jack with her mouth smoking while she was doing vag smoking on the other end.
Yeah, while she was flapping her flaps about.
And yeah, it turns out it was to attract Norrington.
Yeah,
and his
she
ship.
Burnt the whole rum cache and everything that was down there to make a huge smoke signal.
Yeah, and then that night the Norrington ship arrives.
Yes,
right.
HMS Norrington.
Yeah, HMS Norr. It's called something like the Dilapidator, the Destroyer, or the something like that.
It's called the Dauntless.
That's it. What does that mean?
It's
not scared of anything?
It's weird, you know? Before you asked that, I had the sense that I just had a kind of implicit understanding of the word. But now I'm deliberately looking at the word to try and answer what it means. I don't think I know.
Define dauntless. Showing fearlessness and determination. I was fucking right.
There you go.
Go me. So yeah, Jack says, okay guys, this is my accent for the second half of the film. He's like, I'm gonna lure the pirates out to be ambushed. So he goes into the cave and he's like, guys, they're about there, the good guys are outside waiting to ambush you. How about you guys go and attack them while you're still immortal?
Yeah.
And Barbossa's like, oh, I like the way you talk, young lad. Even though you're not young.
I like this new accent you've affected for the second half of the film.
Maybe I should do my accent, my Olivia Newton-John. Even though we're from completely different parts of Australia. She's from Perth. No, I don't know where she's from. I can't remember what is this happening. Oh, yeah, so Barbossa's like, okay, so Jack, sort of like, as he was talking, he scooped up a handful of coins to like, gesticulate, but then he doesn't drop all of them back into the crate.
Yeah, he scoots one back into his sleeve, and he's like, oh, I'm a skeleton now.
He does it very obviously, by the way.
Yeah, his hands aren't all that slight.
Yeah, and Orlando, because they were about to kill Orlando Bloom to complete the ending of the curse, so that's why he does it.
Mm.
So they do that. Elizabeth escapes the Dauntless while the pirates are like traipsing across the ocean floor to it, which is an awesome looking scene. I will actually, just as like a side note, I will say this: I really enjoyed this film. I actually thought it was pretty great.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was great. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But that scene where the pirates are like going across the floor and they're all like skeletal, I thought it was like really quite like a striking scene.
Mm. So the skeleton pirates arrive at the Dauntless,
and they do like a sneak attack and like kill like a load of people on board.
Yeah.
While the two sort of like comic relief pirates we've been seeing are like sort of distracting people's eyes who are on like the, not the bow. Is it the bow? The bow's the back of the ship, isn't it?
The bow's the front.
Oh, right.
The stern is the back.
Stern. That sounds like it should be the other way around. So yeah, they're all like looking at the fucking pretty pirates dressed as ladies.
Yeah, fucking on a boat.
Yeah, like, oh my god, those two ladies are scissoring on the water.
Fuck, scissor me timbers.
If only I could see what they were doing, but they're being obscured by their Victorian dresses.
Those parasols are right in the way of all the good stuff.
Oh, wait, no, they're now utilising the parasols. Oh, look, you put the parasol in the other one and inflated it. Wow. She looks like that bird who swallows the umbrella in Alice in Wonderland. I am sorry, brethren, but I'm going to have to pull my penis out and masturbate.
Has anyone else noticed that they're skeletons? Does anyone else not mind?
Okay, good. We're all in agreement. Right, everyone, cocks out. Everyone, grab the penis of the man to your right and make sure you come in the water. We want to chum it, you see.
Become chum.
It attracts the most noble of hammerhead sharks. the last minute, the pirates in the boat start fighting and the people realise that they're pirates and not damsels. And by then it's too late because the ghost pirates on the ship start killing them all. Yeah, meanwhile, Elizabeth has sailed to the other boat where Jack's crew are. I guess it's the Pearl, isn't it?
It's the Black Pearl, yeah. So Jack's crew are imprisoned down in the brig.
She frees them, right? And then she's like...
She frees them, interrupts them from their prison buttfucking. Because we all know that's what they get up to.
They've created a massive daisy chain.
Yeah. And the one woman's in there, like, yeah. She has no
penis. Yeah.
she's picked up the customary like thigh bone and is just fucking the guy in front with it.
She's stuck the thigh bone in the hole in one of the rum barrels and is just lowering herself onto it gently. Oh, God, while the others are passing on scurvy as an STD. And then Elizabeth is like, guys, after you finish, can we rescue Jack? It's like,
arr. You fancy joining us for a round, Elizabeth?
Yes, you can stand in front of Zoe Saldana. The two of you can share a bone. She's like, I would, but I smuggled some clementines on board, you see, because I didn't want to end up like you, and I've nowhere else to keep them. And if I relax, they'll come falling out. Sorry, I meant blood oranges. You see the joke I made there. Anyways, said Elizabeth.
She spins around and around and then throws the keys to their cell out of a porthole.
She's like, sorry, I guess I forgot to actually eat one of my clementines and my scurvy has driven me mad.
Brain scurvy, they call it.
So I've actually got early onset dementia. Anyway, why are we here? You pirates, you say? And then she lowers her head into a drum of rum and drowns herself. But hey, she'll be in better spirits now.
Especially after what that rum's been mixed with.
Ew.
Ocean's not the only thing they come, chum.
Dip it out the porthole. Maybe we'll attract a friendly shark who wears a cravat around his neck.
He'll come in and open a seal. He'll bring the key that Elizabeth threw out the window.
And he'll talk like this. Oh my god, fucking hell. But no, she sets them free and she's like, we've got to rescue Jack, but like the pirate's code is that if someone is left behind, like, you leave them.
Yeah.
So they all say, oh, you think that they're gonna like go against their code, and then they don't, and I quite liked that.
Yeah.
So she rows back on her own to get Jack.
Bloody pirates.
Yeah, fucking pirates.
Fucking pirates.
Yeah. And then back in the cave, Jack and Barbossa start fighting.
Yeah, so there are like three kind of fights go. Well, yeah, Elizabeth like arrives and her and Will start fighting off the sort of lackey pirates. The dead crew are fighting on the Dauntless and Jack and Barbossa are dueling.
Yeah, and one of the guys is to Orlando Bloom, oh, I'm gonna teach you a thing about pain. And then fucking Keira Knightley's like, this is it, this is my moment. And she runs forward, wallets him, and she's like, you wanna know about pain? Try wearing a corset.
I hated that. I hated Dude, that.
Dude, I remember that
so
being in the
much.
Trailer and making me wanna die.
Yeah.
And you just know that everyone on set was like, fucking hell. She's like, do you wanna know about pain? Try fucking smuggling a basket of oranges in your vagina. Do you know about pain? Try giving yourself an abortion. Kira, we don't like these alternatives. Just say what's in the script. No! Do you know about pain? Try being a slave. I'm like, ooh, no. Oh, God. Anyway, fucking hell. Yeah, Barbossa stabs Jack, and Jack, like, stumbles into the moonlight. And because the moonlight, reveals the pirates for, like, the skeletons they really are. And it turns out Jack's a skeleton.
Jack's
and then
skeleton.
He, like, twiddles the coin over his fingers.
Which I have tried to learn to do so many times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really hard. Well, you need a big coin for it.
Yeah.
You could do it with like a 50p or a £2 coin, but.
Yeah, that would be like a cool, like, thing.
I've seen people who can do it, but generally people just do it one way. And he does it like one way and then back. I'm like.
He does it in a way which I feel would be impossible to do without CGI, I think
so.
Yeah. But Barbossa's like, arr!
Yeah, arr! No. Show me how you did that.
Yes, now we can properly bone. you like my comedy? Are you think you know about pain? Oh, God. But anyway, they fight more, and then Jack shoots Barbossa, and then Barbossa's like, you've been saving that bullet all these years, and you waste it now. and then Will Orlando Bloom from behind him goes, it wasn't wasted. And we see him with his like bloodied hand holding the coin, drop the coin into the basket, drop the lotion into the basket. And then Barbossa like opens his shirt, and then the bullet hole starts like seeping into his shirt.
Yeah.
And he's like, I feel old. And then he dies. And I was like, that's a weird line.
He says cold.
Oh, does he? Yeah. I thought he said old. Okay, cold is definitely better. Yeah. I feel like a bullet has just torn apart me innards. Arr, I feel like I just had an abortion.
I didn't know about pain.
And then he falls on the floor and he dies.
The crew fighting on the Dauntless realize they're mortal again and go, goop.
Yeah, that was good. And then, like,
cut back to Port Royal, I guess.
Yeah, and Jack's about to be hanged. Then they read out all his crimes, and some of them are funny. And then Will Turner shows up in disguise and
with a really extravagant hat.
I did love it. It's like a ridiculous hat, but because he, do you know why? Because he had like the facial hair that matches the musketeer kind of look as well.
He does have the right look for it.
Yeah. And then just as Jack falls down, no, he turns, he goes, finds Elizabeth, and then he's like, Elizabeth, I love you. Yeah. And then Jack gets, like, Elizabeth, I love you, and I wish you never had that abortion. And then Norrington's like, what? She's like, no, it wasn't an abortion. I just had a bad.
Is that why
hurry.
I keep finding scraps of metal in there?
I told you, no more wire hangers. Anyway, so Will, as Jack gets let through the trap door to be hanged, Will like throws a sword, and Jack lands on the sword.
Yeah, throws a sword for Jack's feet to land on.
Yeah, and I did that. Could have been super ridiculous, but the way it played out, I thought was kind of swish. Because we had seen Will's like sword throwing skills earlier on in the film. Yep. So they rescue Jack and they go to the top of the mountain peak where this whole story kind of began, where Elizabeth fell off.
Yeah, we've seen a few glimpses of the parrot.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, so Jack's like,
and then Norrington's like men surround them all. And then, and this bit I didn't like because it seems so out of character. Basically, Will's like, I love you, Elizabeth. And like again, Elizabeth's like, I love you too. Then her dad's like, oh, I pardon you, Will Turner, for all your crimes. And I want you two to get married. And then Norrington is like, ah, oh, that sword you hold is fine. I hope you treat it with, I hope you treat all things in your life with as much care and respect. Basically, like giving his blessings for Will to take Elizabeth off his hands. And I was like, this is so out of character. Like, you guys should have ran to the top of that bluff, jumped off. And then Norrington's like, arr! And then they all escape on the Black Pearl. That's what it should have been, I thought. Oh, God. But then Jack gets away anyway.
Yeah, Jack topples over the edge.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, you're a cool pirate, really.
Oh, look at him falling over into the sea.
Oh, look at him falling over into the water. Oh, look, he's chumming the water. I hope that gay shark comes along. And then Norrington's like, oh, I don't see any problem with giving him a one-day head start. And Jack gets aboard the Pearl, reclaims it, and then sails off into the distance singing Enya.
Yeah, who is still there.
Yeah, she's still fucking tied to the fucking bow of the ship.
Yeah, she's like the figurehead on the front.
Yeah.
She's going, sail away, sail away.
Oh, God. And then they sail away and sail out of this movie and sail out of this episode.
Yes, into a series of subsequent movies that I think get progressively less and less good. But I can't remember.
I remember the second one being like totally okay. I remember I quite enjoyed the second one, but then the third one was just like 3 hours of bollocks. It was such.
Are you sure you were watching the right film?
Oh, sorry, I was watching Cops and Jocks Volume 3.
Critics say 3 hours of bollocks.
Oh, God. Yeah.
All right. So, well, that brings us to the end
of this episode and the end of the Patreon. Yeah, guys. Fucking shock horror. But yeah, this has been the final episode of the Poorly Read Patreon.
Indeed.
Yeah, we wanted to go out with a bang, and I feel like we've done that. A bang and a cum shark. What more can you ask for?
You'll always be our cum jams.
Yeah. Okay, I know it's like the latest that we could have like coined a fucking term for our fans, but I think that is it.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
Poorly read cum jams.
Yeah, but fucking hell. Like, we want to thank all of you guys so fucking much for supporting us. Some of you have been with us since like day one of the Patreon. Yeah. And that means the fucking world to us. Yeah, thank you so much to everyone who's been with us from the beginning, from halfway. Maybe you signed up last month.
Either way.
But your fucking support has been what has... some of the time it's been what has kept us going is the fact that you guys sort of cared so much and wanted to listen to us so much that you were willing to fucking put like your dollar down for us.
Yeah.
And yeah, I sincerely hope that you've... truly felt like you've got your money's worth and that you've enjoyed all of our content on this, because the Patreon episodes have been my favorite episodes. I think some of them have been like my favorite things we've ever recorded, and so I hope that they've been some of your favorite episodes too.
Yeah same, I would say. And yeah, we should just mention that you guys will obviously continue to have access to all of the Patreon stuff, and you won't be charged again. It's going to stay up here. You can listen to it as much as you like. And yeah, you won't be charged anymore. Yeah, we just felt like it was time to wind down.
Yeah, I think we both kind of wanted this to end while it was still kind of good.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we felt like you guys deserved like the last vestiges of the best that we had to offer. So I really hope that we've given you that. And yeah, just thank you for coming along for this crazy ride. It's been a real fucking journey. It's been a real slice. And yeah, many life lessons learned, many fucking inappropriate jokes that never made it onto the recordings.
Yeah, but also many that did.
But yeah, thank you so much. Good night. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you everyone for supporting us this long.
And for the very final time, I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
And Poorly Read of the Movies has been Poorly Read of the Movies. Thanks, guys. Drop!